The United States launched its military campaign in Afghanistan shortly after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The mission: hunt down Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and topple the Taliban-led government. While the Taliban were ousted from power, 10 years later, many Afghans still feel let down by the international effort to rid their country of the Taliban and normalize its institutions. Siti Fatullah Safi is the deputy chief of Afghan government media relations.
There is a lot of achievements in Afghanistan in the last 10 years, but not as much that Afghan people expect.
Safi says the biggest disappointment is the failure to ensure Afghanistan's security.
The Afghan people were hoping that international forces in the last 10 years should secure their lives and secure the Afghan borders, especially the east and south borders. But unfortunately today, the security situation is a big concern of Afghan government and Afghan people.
Wahidullah Ghazi Kyle, an independent Afghan researcher, is blunt about the U.S.-led stabilization mission.
They are not successful in this 10 years war in Afghanistan.
Ghazi Kyle says many Afghans were looking to the United States and its international partners for something similar to what followed the Second World War.
They helped Europe, especially Germany, and they went there with Marshall Plan, and people were accepting the rehabilitation, rebuilding the nation, democracy, and reconstruction. But unfortunately, we were accepting more.
Among ordinary Afghans, opinions about the decade-long, multi-billion-dollar effort are mixed. Ahmad Yusuf, a construction worker, has a bleak view of the state of his country. Neither the Taliban nor this government ever gave us anything, he says. It's the poor people, he says, who are the losers. His fellow laborer, Nassar Ahmad, sees a brighter side. He says that in the past 10 years, development programs have been implemented, a national army has been formed, bridges and schools have been built, and some degree of democracy has been established. So it is a fact, he says, that some positive changes have taken place. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Islamabad.